Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's time for Barbecue Nation with JT. So fire up your grill, light the charcoal, and get your smoker cooking. Now, from the Turn It, Don't Burn It studios in Portland, here's JT.
Hey, welcome everybody to the Nation. That's Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, along with my Hall of Famer radio wife, Leanne Whippin, coming to you from, she's from Tampa, I'm from Portland, and there you go. And it's a pleasure to be with you today. We'd like to thank the folks over at Painted Hills Natural Beef, beef the way nature intended. You can check them out online at PaintedHillsNaturalBeef.com. Live and direct from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, we've got Brooke and Brad. It's actually, technically now it's Brooke Lewis and Brad Orson, but they're Brad. Brooke and Brad from the shed. Okay.
Do you know how long I thought they were husband and wife?
You're not the only one. Yeah.
And it's still every now and then it happens. I mean, we've been business partners for 24 years, you know, with the shed. So every now and then it still happens and we just laugh it off and say, you know, we're not from that part of the country. We are from Mississippi, but not that part of Mississippi.
That's Arkansas talk there. You know what I mean? That's
All joking.
So Brad, I really been ever since we met, 3 years ago now, I've had this question I never got to ask you. Why did you really get into dumpster diving?
Well, I mean, everything in the dumpster is free. And I've always collected stuff from the time I was a kid all the way until now that I'm a bigger, older kid. But I thrive on collecting items and then putting them together years and years later. And I've found if it's available right now, you might need it in the future. So I've started honing in my techniques with the shed. And now we have a campground next to the shed called the Cozy Rosie. So now I'm looking for like electrical supplies and plumbing where it used to be just, you know, license plates.
So you're a hoarder.
A
selective hoarder.
That's right. I'm getting pickier and pickier. Yeah.
He's a hoarder of large items, yes, which is great, versus a hoarder of knickknacks. He has his fair share of knickknacks, but sure, it's more like massive sheets of corrugated tin and old wood floors out of buildings and barns. And so we have used so much to build the sheds.
Now, the latest find, I got 300 mirror balls. So for my birthday a couple weeks ago, we threw a disco ball, mirror ball party. And nobody's going to forget that one.
They probably still can't see.
Just little specks of light.
were you doing the Saturday Night Fever stuff or what?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We did that multiple times. Yeah.
Multiple days.
I'm glad everything's normal then. If for the folks listening, and I don't know why they wouldn't know this, but Brad and Brooke have a establishment. I'm going to let them explain it more in a minute, but establishment called the Shed down in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. This is something, and the joke or the story about the dumpster diving is really what instigated the shed happening. So I'm going to let them explain the rest of that there. But when Brad was in college, he took up dumpster diving, and we just heard all the explanations of that, because I'm kind of a hoarder too. I got crap all over the place. But when you were doing it, did you ever think about, you know, someday I'm going to build this really cool jazz and blues bar and put have some pits out there and do like that? Or was that kind of a through osmosis and built mentally before you did it?
That's a good question. My junior year of college, we built and ran a pizzeria, And my senior year, we built and ran a sushi bar. So for the first, since I was 15, I've always worked in restaurants, and it's just part of my, part of me. So it was a natural progression to open my own barbecue joint or my own restaurant. And I went to the bank and asked them for a $300,000 loan. And I was going to open a seafood and barbecue joint. And he very nicely said, well, how are you going to pay the money back? And I said, well, I'm going to give myself a job. And so they said no.
They do that a lot.
Yeah. And barbecue, you know, my mom and dad are heavily involved in the world of barbecue and cooking for large quantities of people. So barbecue is really, sounds weird, but it was my easiest route into owning what we call the Shed Barbecue today. Was, you know, low and slow cooking. We use pecan wood, which is readily available all around almost every yard in South Mississippi. So we started going for it. We started on $2,500 23 wow. years ago.
And yeah. I will say it is the tried and true American dream story, because Brad and I, brother, sister, I was 19 and Brad was 24 when we opened the Shed. And we were literally on a shoestring budget without the shoestring. So Brad asked, we had all Brad's dumpster diving extraordinaire stuff. And he asked our grandmother, which we affectionately called G-Maw, if he could borrow one of her credit cards, and it had a $3,000 limit. Our parents wanted to keel that we had asked to borrow it. And of course we paid her back immediately, but we used that to buy the literally the nuts and bolts, because we had a wood floor of an old Baptist church, and so corrugated tin and these license tags and tacky chandeliers. And that's where just the organic Shed style junkadelic came from, was of course his dumpster diving. But we also needed some good solid nuts. We bought it and ran down to Walmart and grabbed some brisket and some pork butts, and yeah. Two kids didn't know what we were doing, so there were a lot of guinea pigs in our lives. Taste this, taste that. And yeah, that's how this Shed was born.
It's very funny. Your story is extremely similar to mine. I went to the bank, asked for a large loan. They did give me 10,000 SBA. I was like, whoop-de-doo, right? So I wanted to buy my first trailer, and I put it on my credit card. That is how it started. It started in debt, and I didn't have any money. And it's very similar. It's funny how things happen, right?
Yes.
I'll tell you, there's a good story about the day before we were going to open. So I get a call from this lady, and she says, do you have the record collection for sale? And we just checked the bank accounts. There was no money, so we didn't have the money to buy the meat that we needed to open the next day. We already had the sign up out front that said, honk if you're hungry. And I say, yes, I do. And she said, well, I'm on my way. I had 3,000 records and piece of $3,000. And my senior year in college, we had found a record collection in the attic of an old house. And these are promotional records. She showed up, she paid $3,000 for those records. And I said, she was like shaking like a leaf, and I had this huge wad of money. So I'm like, all right, boom, the Shed's born. And I said, well, when you sell one of these records, call me and let me know, you know, what you sold them for. Cause it was like the entire radio play right outside of Memphis. And the owner of the house was the owner of the radio station. So it was all the Elvis, Sun Records, you name it. We got the Shed started. She called me about 2 months later, and she sold one of the records for $10,000.
Oh my God.
But now think about this. We've been in business for 23 years and we've done over 100 million in sales. So out of the dumpster and those records, is really what was the spark that allowed us to go fill up the shopping carts and buy the pork and beef that we needed. It's crazy.
It was meant to be, meant to be.
Yeah, and Elvis is walking around with his fried banana sandwich going, way to go, Brad. Way to go, Brad.
Good job, son.
That's right. That's why we go to Memphis MMA every year to celebrate Elvis and win those big trophies.
There you go.
I love that. That's a great story. You said your folks at that time, who were lovely people, had been involved in barbecue, but had you and Brooke ever actually cooked anything?
Well, and
no.
When we talked about opening up the show, they weren't in that barbecue world. What Brad was referring to is we've always been in a world of foodies. Our parents mm-hmm. always cooked. Both sides, my mom's side and my dad's side, three generations up, were either in the hospitality industry or in grocery industry and meat cutters on both sides. And we're fifth generation entrepreneurs. So there was a lot of that was just naturally, genetically instilled in our bodies, even when we didn't realize it. So they were a huge force pushing us to once they got over that we were going to build a 330 square foot to go barbecue joint
on their property
with our grandmother's credit card and no money. And we had a goal. Now we had a fight. Our goal every day was to sell $3.
That was our break even point.
Yes. In barbecue. But once they started to see that things were progressing in a wonderful way and organically in the way they should, and we were working hard, they just continue to push us. And that's where Mama Shed started doing the marketing. Even though she refused to cash paychecks, she was doing it out of the love of her own heart. And of course, Daddy-O, our saucerer, just always tried to make sure we didn't do anything stupid.
Yep.
As young kids in the entrepreneurial world. And we told people we were going to open. They made sure that
we were open.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Hey, I got a music question for you, Brad. When you talk about Brooke was talking about your dad. Did you ever use Bernie Ledden's song called The Journey of the Sorcerer? Not the Saucerer, but I thought it would be.
No, but I'm writing it down right now.
It's a cool set. It was actually part of the soundtrack to Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And it was one of the old early Eagles albums that they had some time to fill, and he was just farting around in the studio one day and came up with that, and it's a great soundtrack. Anyway, little trivia there for you.
We're doing it right now.
We got it, and we can talk about the blues too. I'll tell you, that's part of the Shed's success.
That's our thing.
Well, we're going to talk about that when we come back. Brooke, Brad, Leanne, and I will be back on Barbecue Nation right after this. Please stay with us. Hey everybody, it's Jeff here. I want to tell you about something really cool. Heritage Steel Cookware. I just got mine. I do a lot of cooking, and it's got 5-ply construction stay cool handles. It's titanium strengthened. It's got all the great stuff. Just go to heritagesteel.us and find out more. You'll love it. I guarantee it. Welcome back to the Nation. We're on all the social media platforms. You can follow Leanne. You can follow me. You can follow the show. You can follow Brooke and Brad. We're out there. So instead of listing them all, which is about an hour's worth of time, just go
is
to
that Mama in the back. Do I see Mama pushing her head around?
Oh, no.
I saw little eyes back there.
Look, Leanne, I don't have any makeup on. How am I expecting to sell my nude calendars next year if anybody sees with me without my makeup?
Well, yep. Stick a foot out there.
She did. She did.
There
she goes. Okay. Hi. Let's talk about the music a little bit. Were you really into music in college? I mean, I started out as a DJ in college, so I'm kind of still into the music thing for a long ways. But, you know, music can really make or break a restaurant and bar.
Oh, yeah. We've spent in 23 years, we spent way over $1 million in free music. So I went to Ole Miss, which is right outside of Memphis, and we used to drive on Sundays to a little juke joint on Highway 4 that Junior Kimbrough, it's called Junior Kimbrough's Juke Joint, and we would go watch R.L. Burnside. You pay the, it was 50 cents to get it, or it was a dollar to get in the door. If you gave him a $5 bill, he'd give you a pint of moonshine. On the way out, if you gave him the jar back, he'd give you a 50-cent piece. So it was a total racket, and that's really where I cut my teeth in the blues, and that's called the Hill Country Blues. So that was a big, big, big thing, and still is. But we brought that. That was like liquor-laden party, barbecues out back, smoking all night long. And the whole point was they didn't have barbecue on Saturday night. They had it at like 5 and 6 in the morning on Sunday. So if you made it through the entire night, you got to eat. And they didn't charge for it. So that's really where I fell in love with the blues. And I wanted to open a juke joint or something like that and a barbecue joint. But I wanted it to be a family atmosphere. So that's why our music is from, you know, 5 and 6 o'clock at night till 9 or 10. So we don't burn the midnight oil. Well, if we do, we go somewhere else.
Yeah.
It's a family food drinkery, and our little brother, yeah, we call it, or my little brother,
the middle child.
Sibling. He has the only nonprofit record label on the globe called Space Flight Records. And he's in Austin, Texas, and he lived in New Orleans when we first got open. So he would bring the heat when it came to booking all of this live entertainment. And, you know, there's three things that make people smile really easy. And one of them's beer, one of them's barbecue, and the other one is the blues.
Right.
So that's what... I love to see people smile. Smiling is the best mental health that you can possibly get. And we pick three things that'll make people smile. And if they don't like it, we hope they don't tell anybody.
So, Brooke, how much influence do you have on the music? Or were you more on the food side as when you started? Or were you kind of everything when the food started? Or when the restaurant opened, I mean.
We, you know, our family, because the shed has, as it's grown over the years, we're on 30 acres now. We're like the little barbecue compound. And as it's grown, all of our family has been involved at one point or time. So our family dynamics basically work as, you know, Brad came up with the idea. I make sure we make money. So I'm the bean counter. Brett, the middle sibling, books all the music. Our mom does all the marketing. And our dad, with all of his entrepreneurship knowledge, makes sure we don't do anything stupid. So that's kind of the family dynamics of the shed and how the shed has grown and morphed into this international brand that it is today.
That sounds similar to one of my experiences in my life.
My brother's a banker.
And he would look out for the stupid stuff for me.
Yeah.
So that was pretty good. Let's talk a little bit about your actual barbecue. What would you call it? Would you call it your own style? Is it an eclectic mixture, or was it mostly based on Memphis stuff?
I think really it's based on Mississippi stuff. You know, we are definitely a traditional Southern tomato based heavy brown sugar barbecue sauce. And we do have other sauces that we have put into our repertoire from literally supply and demand of, you know, all of these. We all know barbecue is so regionalized, right? Your mustard base, your vinegar based sauces, your dry rubs, your wet rubs. And over the years, we added more and more to our flavor profile for people that, because we have so many people that travel through. And so our Carolina guys come through and we offer a vinegar based sauce
or a
mustard based sauce. But I think that what we serve at the shed every day is that Southern tomato based brown sugar. We have about 16 different spices in the sauce. And it is what I feel you would expect in South Mississippi.
And, you know, my mom grew up in Tampa around with in the Yams area, and my dad was born in Dodge City, Kansas. So, you know, we got some Midwestern in the family, we got some Florida in the family, and we landed here in Mississippi. You know, we serve all our plates with a couple pickles and a slice of onion, you know, a mayonnaise and sour cream based potato salad, my dad's coleslaw recipe, my mom's macaroni salad recipe, my GMOS beans, of course. And one interesting thing amongst the debauchery we call the shed is we've never changed the menu. We have the same thing on the menu for years. We don't have specials. It is what it is. We print it on a one-page paper, and that's it. That's you get what you got. And we've tried, put a gold-plated steak on the menu for $5, and people will come in and say, I came to eat the sandwich that Guy ate on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. And people know us, you know, for the barbecue.
Sure.
And it's fun. And Southern Living magazine just named us best barbecue joint in the state. So
that's Mississippi awesome. Congratulations.
Has a lot of barbecue joints. And it's nice to be recognized for just keeping it old school.
Yeah. Excellent. We're going to take another break. We're going to be back with Brad and Brooke and Brad from the Shed in Mississippi right here on The Nation. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's JT, and I have eaten, if you've ever looked at me, you know that, but I have eaten seafood all over the world, and I can tell you there's no place better than here in Oregon and our Dungeness crab. If you want to learn more about Oregon Dungeness crab, just go to OregonDungeness.org and find out how to cook it, how to catch it, where to buy it, and the sustainability of what they're doing there in the Oregon Crab Commission. Check it out. Welcome back to The Nation. I'm JT, along with Ms. Whippin, my radio wife and co-conspirator in a lot of things. We'd like to again thank the folks at Painted Hills Natural Beef the way nature intended. And also, Leanne, go for it.
Oh, pig powder.
Yes.
My dad's dry rub that my sister and I are now selling at pigpowder.com. Winner of best rub on the planet. And I used it in competition, won many awards. And there are teams out there now winning grand champions with it.
Are you still sending autograph pictures also?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So who's doing Brad, are you the pit master? Who's doing the pit stuff?
So I was a pit master, or I guess the only person in the kitchen for about the first 6 months. And we hired a man named Hobson Cherry, and he was the fine dining chef, and he worked at the fine dining place that was open during the evenings. So he was looking for an early morning job, and he would come in the morning and be out of there by 10 o'clock. And one day he came to me and said, Brad, you can't be out front all day long and in the pit all night long. It's not going to work. So you should let me be the pit master. I'll quit my other job. And we made a deal. And still 23 years later, Hobson is still our senior pit master.
No kidding. That's awesome.
Yeah. And
Scott
Zink, a fellow Kansas boy, not a boy anymore. He is an integral part in keeping our barbecue relevant. We used to cook everything on pans, and he started cooking everything on the rack because he thought it flavor, better penetration. Because the pecan wood, it doesn't impart a real heavy smoke flavor. It's more of a sweet. And he started cooking everything on just straight on the racks. And he is our lead pit master in the day. We have another guy named Andy He's amazing. But it's hardcore. There's no doubt. And I get in the kitchen every once in a while, but I'm really there to, you know, tell jokes and drink beer.
That's a great job if you can get it, man.
Hell yeah, I made it myself. I designed it for me.
Oh, would you say you're known more for the music, the barbecue, or the combination thereof? When people haven't been in yet, do they come in and go, I'm here for that brisket sandwich or whatever's on the menu? I've never seen your menu, but there they do that. And the music starts and they just kind of stick around and hang. Or what's the reaction to the normal, if there is a normal person that goes into a barbecue joint, what's their reaction?
When you walk into the shed, number one, it's like, you know, a big fort. Like the kids would build a fort. Well, this big kid built a big old fort. We call it the shed. So we have a gravel floor. You know, we have thousands and thousands of dollar bills hanging from the ceilings and rope lights and tags, license plates from all around the world and antiques and different oddities. So there is a undescribable shock and amazement that if you your first time at the shed, you're thinking like, wow, this place doesn't even have a floor in it. Of course the kitchen does. But I think it's the experience, you know, true ingredients. We buy the best pork that we can buy, the best beef that we can buy. We use all natural ingredients for all of our sauces and all of our rubs. And we actually care. But we're creating smiles and we're creating experiences. And thank goodness. So I don't think I could pick which one is better.
I think it's a combination. So we've always talked about, you know, when people, the shed is absolutely a destination location. And when people get there, when our shed heads, confused by shithead, when our shed heads come in from across the country, we're able to, between the smells of the barbecue, the taste of the food, the sounds of the blues, the smiles that we're creating, we're able to touch all five senses. And I feel like that is really the formula that is made the shed what it is and made the shed a place that is a, again, destination location that people will drive way out of their way to get to, even though we are very convenient because we're located 1,000 yards off I-10. So everybody heading east to west, whether they're heading to Disney World, Florida, or New Orleans, we're right there off the interstate. But it's a daily occurrence that we'll have people say that they came through Mississippi to eat at the shed because it is that full, like, embodied experience, because they're getting everything. And we're animal friendly and we have enough room for the kids to play and the dogs to run around. So
cool. Do you still add stuff to the decor? Are you still snooping?
Oh yeah, every day. I was a little bit late today because the back of my truck is completely full of some stuff I found on my parents' street. And hey, the reason why you got to pick it up when you see it is because you're going to need it later. I have all the time people will say, man, how'd you pull that off? And they don't realize that I may have gotten one piece of that puzzle 5 years ago. And I got another one 6 months ago and I found that final piece. So it looks like I can just create magic. But it's because I take the time. I am shameless. I will dig through somebody's garbage out in front of their house. I will wave at them and say thank you. I will dig through a dumpster. I am not scared to go get some free stuff. Actually, when I leave here today, I'm going up about an hour away from here, and I've got a guy that wants to give me a bunch of stuff. So we're going to go get a trailer load of free stuff. Oh, Brooke loves it when I do that, too.
It's like treasure hunting, too, kind of.
It is.
Treasure hunting.
I used to argue with it, and I would say, Brad, we've got enough. There's stuff stored everywhere. We have a warehouse full of stuff. Just stop. And then I would catch myself, you know, saying, well, we need to do this, or we need to build a little fence around here. And Brad would have all the supplies to do it. We wouldn't have to go to the store, and it would be eclectic enough to fit into our concept. Now I just keep my mouth shut because I know there's going to be a project we are going to need at the shed or the campground, the Cozy Rosie, or our co-packing facility, the Saucery, and Brad's going to have the answer.
Now I will say this. If I go on vacation, which is, you know, not that often, I come back and Brooke has thrown half my shit away. Okay. It's like redecorate. I'm like, well, where'd that go? And where'd that go? And I already know. I'm like, so when I leave, I know something is going to get, but we have people in the shed every day. So it may be an antique of their grandfathers that they'll bring to the shed because they know I don't sell things. It's going to be there when they get back. And that's another thing that resonates with everybody that comes to the shed is it's not ours. It's theirs. They created
that's
that.
Cool. That's cool.
Yeah. What do you think's the, it's not what you think, but what's the number one item that goes out the door from the shed as far as food? Is it brisket? Is it ribs? Is it the sauces? What is it?
It is absolutely the pulled pork sandwich. You know,
100% winner.
As Texas is to beef, Mississippi is to pork. And we do sell a lot of brisket, hand-pulled and traditionally Texas sliced, but it's the pulled pork sandwich. And we won Best Sandwich in America on Regis and Kelly years ago with our pork sandwich. So I feel like that really pushed it as well. But
that was also... when Guy came down, we were on the second season of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and he had a pork sandwich. He had the baby back ribs with the GMOS beans and our Mama Mia's Mac salad. And people still to this day, and that's the great thing about radio, TV, is when people hear it, they think it happened today or yesterday, even right. though some of those segments were. You know,
forever
20 years ago.
It
keeps it relevant, and we love that. They'll say, oh, we saw you guys on Man versus Food last week, or Food Paradise, or whatever it may be. But we just keep doing the same thing, and we show up to work every day. And even when we're not there, we're still doing something when it comes to the businesses. And hey, as long as people are smiling, I like it.
What do you
do? Always doing a lot of events down there. What upcoming events do you have?
Well, we just finished Hogs for the Cause this year. It was our first year participating. So our team raised $27,000 for children with terminal illnesses. And what Hogs for the Cause does is they build houses. So they provide housing to families. We raised $27,000. And collectively, with the 90 plus teams that were there, raised $4.3
million. Wow.
Excellent.
So got done with Hogs. Now we're getting ready to.
We did some hardware there, too.
Oh, we did. We did.
Yeah, we had third place in the pork free category and 10th overall and 10th in Hog.
That's great. That's
we also came on with hardware. So it's for a wonderful cause, pediatric brain cancer. And that's the reason everybody's there. But secondly, we're all in the competitive world, as you guys know so well. So you can't do that without having some sort of competition.
Just before that, in January, we have, we call it the Shed Steak Showdown. And we host about 150 teams, give out $25,000 in prize money. It's really the first SCA event of the year, the Steak Cookers Association. So it's a great chance for, number one, it's a big family reunion, and everybody's invited. We've got it up on their website, and the bragging rights are huge. We have the winners of each category cook at the award ceremony against the celebrity chef. So it's super It's fun. That's third week in January. Got done with hogs. Now we're already in May and hoping to go win the big grand championship trophy for a third time. I feel like it's ours to go get, and our team
I had the pleasure of judging you all at Memphis in May for the finals, one of the years that you won. And I was just filled with joy because you could tell the passion that came out from the whole entire crew. It was amazing.
Absolutely. We're going to take one more quick break and be back with Brooke and Brad and Leanne right after this.
Hey, everybody, it's JT. You know, I talk about Painted Hills all the time, and we always say beef the way nature intended, but it's more than that, because each bite of Painted Hills will make your taste buds explode, put a big, bright smile on your face, and whoever's at your dinner table will have a big, bright smile on their face, and you can thank me for that later. Just go to PaintedHillsBeef.com and find out more. You won't regret it. Hey, everybody, JT here. I want to tell you about Hammerstahl knives. Hammerstahl combines German steel with beautiful and functioning designs. They're part of the Heritage Steel Group, which also does their pots and pans. So go to heritagesteel.us. Check out the Hammerstahl knives. If you're really into cooking, I think you're really going to like them.
Welcome back to the nation. We want to thank the Oregon Crab Commission on my side of the country out here. If you've never had Oregon Dungeness crab, you should try it. It's very good. Leanne blew a gasket over it last fall when she was up here. So
it was amazing.
It's all good. But we're talking with Brad and Brooke from the Shed down in Mississippi, world-renowned barbecue joint. And they're just so much fun. These two, I tell you, we had a little fun with them over in Fort Worth a couple of years ago, and I still remember that. So it was all good. What's your favorite part about the business?
The people.
Going home. No, well, it's the smiles.
It's the people.
I'll tell you my favorite part. All right. My absolute favorite part is when I see like a 6-year-old kid out there watching an old blues guy on the stage. They're dancing around. Their parents are having some fun. They're all eating barbecue. They got sauce all over their face. But that's my favorite part, is seeing a child get it.
Yeah.
And that's what I love the most about it.
Yeah.
Is just, you know, when people come in and they're like, man, this is like, this place is, you know, amazing, or whatever word it may be. You know, the joy that other people are experiencing, that's what warms my heart. Yeah, for sure.
Brooke, how about you?
I couldn't have said it any better.
I was going to say, that's a hard one to beat.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
It
is. It's the people. It's the next generation and getting them excited to come to a place like the Shed, to a barbecue and blues joint. And it really is. That's what we love. I mean, we utilize the stage as the Shed as our stage, our platform to have fundraisers, to give back to the community as much as we can, but also a huge barbecue playground for people to come out, try to get rid of all the stresses of the day and just purely enjoy themselves.
There you go. Watch the sunshine.
So you guys have a lot of kids just between the two of you. I think 6, 7. I've lost count at this point. Do you want them to become involved, or are you just going to let them, if it happens, it happens?
They are crazy involved. I've got 5 boys. Brooke has a boy and a girl, and they're out there. They get it. They're, you know, barefoot running around, you know, and they're, like, I brought my children to Memphis in May last year and started helping, you know, how much they'll be involved with the business once they get older. I have no idea. They're going to be on their own path. But I'm setting them up to where they'll be able to do whatever they want. They want to help us. Cool. They want to, you know, we had, we're adding some campsites to our campground, and Asa, the middle boy on mine, he's out there. He wanted to learn how to do the plumbing with us. So he's in the pool. You know, the other kids are out running around. But having the time and the ability to spend with the kids, whether I'm at work or I'm able to go to their soccer game or whatever it may be, owning your own business is hard, but it also can give you the opportunity to spend more time with the family. So,
absolutely.
And I don't know, Brooke. I think Brooke's kids are so famous now.
I don't know about that. Mine just want to go to the playground when we get to the shed. That's all they're worried about. I will say Brad and Kiki's five boys are very versatile in so many things. I mean, they know how to drive tractors, the bobcat, the forklifts. And my two sweet babies, Stella's seven, Bobby and I's children, Stella's seven and Finn is five. And when they come to the shed, they're worried about the candy, the hog washes, and the playground. They do love a pork sandwich, and I do love that, you know, I'll say, what do you guys want to eat tonight? And when they say, can we eat the shed? I just immediately start glowing. I'm like, okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Thanks for loving it.
So, Brad, one of the pressing questions is really, and I know you've probably been asked this before, how did you come up with those hats you wear?
I'll tell you.
Sunburn?
Yeah, I get it. I get sunburned, like I can just walk out of the house and I'm completely sunburned. But 20 plus years ago, I was still single, and we won a cruise. All right. And well, this was even longer than that. This is like our first year open. We won a cruise from Cisco Food Service. And so they sent us on this cruise, and on the way walking up the platform to get onto this cruise ship, I found a hat like this, and I put it on, and I'm not going to lie to you, everybody on that ship recognized the guy in the hat, and I realized that was my mark. It was doing me a favor when it was came to my skin and my sunburns, and it's recognizable, and now I'll go to the grocery store, right? I'll see my mom, and say, hey, Brad. Hey, Mama, give her a big hug, and she'll say, where's your hat? So it's become more trademarked before, yeah. You know, it's more famous than the person wearing it. But it's fun. You know, I wore it to a big award ceremony the other night, and I wear it with any color suit, you name it.
Indoor or outdoor. The award ceremony was, it's the Coveys, and we have it every year here on the coast, and it's where 600 to 700 hospitality and restaurant industry people are gathered together to celebrate each other. It is phenomenal. Coast Observer started it years ago, 20 years ago. And so it's at night inside the Hard Rock Casino ballroom, and he's got the hat on with a seven-piece suit. Because if he didn't wear it, people would say, where's the hat? You know, it's definitely become a trademark. And we sell them online. We give away more than we sell. Because we love to see people with the hat on, but we do sell them, and they've become quite the demand, the Brad hat.
Well, now look around at just barbecue world, you see different brands on the straw hats, and I can't say that was my idea, but I can say I was wearing it first.
There you go. So where can people that aren't in Mississippi, what's the website and stuff that they can go to if they're going to plan a trip and want to stop by? Where can they find out all the info?
Multiple sources. So we are across the board at The Shed BBQ on all social platforms. We really push Instagram, our Facebook. We're growing on TikTok. So you can catch all of the events and the weekend concerts there. And then, of course, our website, theshedbbq.com, where you can order. We ship out barbecue 7 days a week, all year long. So whether you go to the Shed's website or you go to goldbelly.com, you can order. And tomorrow you will have 4 or 5 racks of ribs sitting on your front porch ready to eat.
We also sell during the holidays. Well, I guess all year, but we do hams and turkeys We do some Valentine's. Just about every holiday, we have some sort of special. Mother's Day is coming up. That goldbelly.com is the easiest way to get fed at the shed at your house.
I love that. I love that. That's great.
You know, you touched on the campgrounds. How many how many campers can you have at one time?
We've got right at 100 sites. We've got 4 or 5 cabins, lots of primitive camping. We've got some glamping tents, but we've got 30 acres, 4,000 feet on the water on a Fort Bayou. We're right across the bayou from a wildlife refuge, so there's bald eagles flying around and kids fishing. So it's if you're on your way down to the shed, send us an email. The campground is called the Cozy Rosie.
I love it. I love it.
Right next to the shed.
All right, we're going to get out of here for the regular show, but Brad and Brooke are going to stick around for after hours, and we're going to torment them some more with some very irreverent and sometimes very personal questions. But Brad and Brooke, thank you for being with us on Barbecue Nation. Okay, we're going to get out of here. Don't forget our motto, turn it, don't burn it. Until next week, take care and have some fun, everybody.
Barbecue Nation is produced by JTSD LLC Productions in association with Salem Media Group. All rights reserved.